Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. Well, are you sitting down? Because this is going to be a shocker. I'm in my 16th day of my water fast. Can you believe it? So many great things have happened. My blood sugar has gone from 401 to 92. So happy about that. That was my main goal. My eyesight has improved. I just saw my eye doctor today, and I mean, I kind of thought, like, am I imagining this? Like, about day 10, I thought I had studied and looked at my phone too much because I couldn't see through my glasses. And then I got out my newer pair, which I have never liked, and I couldn't see through those either. And I thought I had, my sight was worse, but then I was at the grocery store a couple days later and got so frustrated, I slid my glasses down to try to see better, and I could see better. And then I started watching TV without my glasses, and I just was like, you know, you just think, could this really be happening? So I saw my eye doctor today, and this is my old eye doctor who I haven't seen since the pandemic in 2020. So, yeah, he said it had greatly improved, and we talk about all kinds of stuff because he's from Iowa too. And, on the way out, I asked him, you know, I asked him like random things like, do you have twins that you treat as patients? And he said yes. And I said, is their eyesight, you know, similar? And he said absolutely. And I said it would be really interesting to track them to see, you know, like as they grow into adult, because he said they were young, they were kids, all of his twins that he has for patients. I said it'd be interesting to see, you know, if they go into different jobs, like how that affects their eyesight, if their eyesight stays similar throughout their lives. He agreed. And I don't know, we just talk about this and that. And then I said, well, what do you think about laser surgery? And he said, oh, he goes, with your light prescription, he goes, that would be a waste of money for you. And I was just like, so thrilled. Yeah, so I'm psyched. I really wish I could get rid of my bifocals, but, well, who knows, you know, I don't feel like I'm even halfway through my fast. So I really want to go to 40 days, and you heard it here first, because I just don't say that to people because they lose their minds. But at True North, they fast people for 40 days all the time. There's like 10 people in the Bible that fast for 40 days. In ancient Greece, you could not teach at a university if you could not fast for 40 days. Like, this used to be a normal thing. So it's kind of hilarious that people think it's so outrageous and scary and dangerous nowadays. Something new, something old, long forgotten, right? So I am still hungry. I haven't reached the point where I lose the hunger. But, you know, I just take a drink of water and I'm fine. It's like a wave. They're all like just waves and they pass. And it's just been a great learning experience for me going this long. My longest fast until now was 11 days, and that was 5 years ago. So I've done 8-day fasts since then, a couple of them. But this is uncharted water for me. And I had to switch to a gallon jug because it was a better way to track how much water I was drinking. I've got to finish that jug, I know, every day. Instead of several smaller containers, that wasn't working for me. So I have my Celtic sea salt, my distilled water. I'm making my water with my counter distiller that I got from Amazon for around $100, I guess. And that's working out great. Grocery shopping is hard. I still do a little DoorDash, few animal communication sessions, still doing the envelope, side hustle, and so DoorDashing is hard. I get super hungry in the grocery store. But I just take my water in with me and I get through it because I still prefer the grocery shops over the like restaurant dashes. I just prefer them. And they're better paying. The restaurant dashes were really hard in the beginning because the aromas, you know, were pretty intense. But speaking of which, at the eye doctor today, as soon as I got out of the car, this waft of burger aroma hit my face. Not burger like you smell outside of Burger King or whatever, but like your grandma used to make, you know? And I know this is raw vegan lens, but wow, that smelled really good. Gotta be honest. So I've been doing things to, you know, keep me busy. I'm always busy, but my mind occupied, creative things. I didn't take down my Christmas tree. I redecorated it to be a Valentine's Day tree. So it has red and white lights on it and little tissue paper, red, white, and pink hearts. And that's fun. It's cheerful. It's cozy. I wanted to keep it up and Gabe agreed. So I gotta say, if you haven't seen my TikTok channel, everything is on there about my fast. And I don't know that I could have done it without TikTok because it's kept me accountable. It's kept me accountable. And I went into it thinking, knowing that people could be kind of mean and aggressive. And that's not how they've been at all. They've been super supportive and fantastic. There's this guy, Daniel Stanton. He did a 43-day water fast that he just finished. And he's refeeding right now on watermelon. And he has cancer and lymphatic cancer. And he noticed his tumor shrank considerably. And he grew some hair back in his bald spot. He doesn't, you know, sweat like crazy anymore. He lost, I can't remember how much weight. It was significant. I want to say like 75 pounds. He noticed a lot of different things healing. And so he's on TikTok. And I knew from what he had said that he had had some very aggressive people in his comments calling him a liar and all of these things. And so I was kind of prepared for that. And maybe that's still to come. I don't know, as the days, you know, stack up. But I have not had that experience at all. So it's been super cool. And the accountability has been priceless. And if you go to look for me on TikTok, it's just under my name, Sherry Michelle. I dropped my medical coding program yesterday. Such a relief. I just had zero interest in it. It was not fulfilling at all. I hated studying. It just did not resonate with me at all. And I purchased a very inexpensive digital AI art program and started making like angel dogs and cats, and I just love it. I absolutely love it. Can't wait to study that some more. So night and day. So glad I did that. I've been doing some animal communication. Like I said, I have two sessions today. And so, yeah, still have my toe in that a little bit. And now, day 16, like now I'm interested in like or more focused on healing my gut microbiome. You know, I've had candida for a long time, just an overgrowth of candida that's affected me probably in more ways than I know. So I'm interested in getting that straightened out. I'm also interested in rebooting my immune system, which, you know, is already taking place. And I'm interested in getting rid of parasites. We all have them, so let's get those guys out of there. Have not seen them exit yet, but I have faith that something's going to happen with that. My tooth is amazing. Like, I know I still have a cavity there, and I did buy this gum that I, of course, can't use yet. I can't even have the peach, my favorite peach seltzer water that I discovered in Hawaii. Gabe bought me a box of that, and it's in the fridge, and I just can't wait to have some because right now it's not in the plan. It's not distilled water and all that. But I bought this all-natural underbrush remineralizing gum. So maybe I can take care of the cavity. We'll see what happens. I can't wait to try this, though. It's by Nathan and Sons, and I got it off TikTok. Until then, I'm still doing not real consistent oil pulling. I brush my teeth more because I just have this gross taste in my mouth pretty much all the time. I tongue scrape. So I probably brush my teeth like 4 or 5 times a day. But my tooth root is not tender anymore at all. I would, you know, clench my jaw to make sure, you know, to kind of test it. And sometimes it would be tender, sometimes it wouldn't, you know, and it just went kind of back and forth. And probably depending on what I was eating too. But now that I am not eating, it is fine. So I didn't have to get a root canal. I didn't even have to fill the prescription for the antibiotic. I'm so happy about that. It's just, you know, one more thing that clearly we can heal. Super psyched about that. So I don't know what I'm going to do if I choose not to be raw vegan. It's a possibility. I'm still thinking about it. And I think it will change as time goes on with this fast. Of course, you know, you put this much work into cleaning out your system and rebooting. You don't want to put junk back in it. At the same time, I've been trying to be raw vegan for 18 years. And raw vegan is amazing when it comes to self-healing, if you can stick to it, which I have not been able to do. Now, I'll be working with a completely different terrain when I come out of this fast, and so maybe it will be easier to stick to. And I will definitely start with raw vegan. You know, I'll do John Rose's prune test at the very beginning. Pass those and go ahead and have some watermelon. And I think for my first like meal, I will have my favorite tomato basil soup. I think that should all be gentle enough in the beginning of refeeding. But there's a part of me that is really considering doing OMAD for a while. And that's one meal a day. And I've done it in the past, but not for a long time. The thing is, I have a binge eating disorder, and I think that raw has made it much worse. This binge eating disorder stems from a lifetime of dieting. I'm 54. When I was 6 years old, I was put on my first diet, despite being a perfectly normal sized kid. And this was my mother projecting her worries, I think, onto me and her insecurities about her own weight and worrying that she might have fat kids because my dad was a big guy. You know, it's just, that's what happened. And on some level, I realized, like, I chose this parent, and maybe I chose this parent for these reasons, you know, before I was born, to overcome this. The thing is, I know that raw vegan isn't just a diet, it's a lifestyle. It's so much more than a diet, but it feels like a diet to me. And I've had a lifetime of dieting, and so I always rebel against it. I found it very interesting when Gabe said to me well, what if you just go vegan? When I told him I might not keep striving to be raw vegan. And when he said, what if you just go vegan? I felt resistance in me immediately, which to me said, subconsciously, I never intended to stay raw vegan. If I have a problem giving up meat, which is so weird because, you know, my longest stretch of raw veganism lasted 8 months. I've had good long stretches. But apparently, like way back in my subconscious, I always planned to have meat again or animal products, which is shocking to me because on a conscious level, I didn't think that at all. I know they're bad for me. So it's just something I'm still mulling over because it was quite an epiphany. I was like, why am I so resistant to that? And what does that mean? And if I'm so resistant to it, then, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with Arabic food, which I absolutely love. I have found some good raw Arabic recipes, but just like the idea of never having it again, like real Arabic food, really doesn't sit well with me. I don't think it's realistic. I don't think it's practical. For me, I feel like I may need to do like 6 months or a year of OMAD and just let myself have whatever I want, just one day a week. So I'm still fasting daily and see what happens with that. I know that is, you know, there are raw vegans turning this off right now, and that's fine. I'm just going to be totally honest with you, though, because this is what I'm going through. And, you know, 18 years of trying and failing, trying and failing, trying and failing. I mean, yeah, I succeeded in 2015, you know, by staying on it for 8 months, but that was with an online group. It wasn't on my own. And just am not sure that I can do it on my own, that I can really stick to it. And I'm tired of feeling like a failure and that I'm punishing myself for being a bad girl and all of that stuff. That's just like from my childhood, you know, like I don't want to feel punished. I don't want to punish myself. That's still what it feels like. So I have to deal with that. I have to work that out. Again, maybe it'll take some energy work. I'm not sure. But I wanted to check in with you guys, give you an update, be 100% honest about where I am with this. And wherever you are, keep your chin up. And if you want to do a fast, you can totally do it. If I can do it, anybody can. I mean, 16 days. It's just really hard for me to believe. When I'm in the store, I take pictures of things I wish I could eat. It's kind of crazy. But somehow it helps. And weird things make me hungry. There was a girl on TikTok who makes teeny tiny little food magnets, and they're so detailed and so cute, and those were making me hungry. Freaking magnets were making me hungry. They're not even real food, but they look delicious. Yeah, I just don't think restricting is gonna get me anywhere. I just feel like I've pretty much been spinning my wheels with raw vegan for 18 years. And I know I'm better off for having done it just as much as I have. But the starting and stopping and feeling like I'm failing, and it's not healthy. It's not. I just have some thinking to do, and I have more fasting to do. I'm a long ways from 40 days, but that is the plan. And otherwise, you know, I'm feeling good. I don't have a ton of energy, but I'm mostly staying home. I went out today, of course, to the eye doctor and a couple stores, but mostly I'm staying home and working pretty hard. And that works for me. And sometimes people ask me if I want to go out for dinner. And of course I don't. And I miss breaking bread with my baby. It's, you know, a nice couple time when you talk about your day and just catch up with each other and eat dinner. And we still catch up with each other and talk about our day, but we don't get to eat dinner together. And we both miss that. I know he does too. So I'm looking forward to doing that again. I'm trying to think if there's something else that has healed that I haven't told. Oh, my age spots are fading, which is really, I keep looking at them like in different light because it's like, am I imagining this? And those, you know, come from eating acrylamides, burnt, charred things, even toast. But they're fading, which is really wild, and I'm so happy. I took pictures of them not long ago because I was bummed about getting age spots, and now they're going away, so bonus. Yeah, everything is fine. No rashes, no dermatitis, no tooth pain. And my blood sugar. I just could not be happier. 92. I have struggled so much with trying to get that down with raw vegan. It usually takes me 6 weeks, but I couldn't stay raw for 6 weeks. I just couldn't do it. And I don't know if it's, you know, grief or stress. I know the ADHD plays into it big time. I'm impulsive. I'm forgetful, you know, to a degree. But I'm psyched to get my blood work done after this is over. And also I have to go get checked for glaucoma. The eye doctor said today that I'm like kind of right at the borderline. And he said, I don't think you have it, but I want to have the specialist check you out just to make sure. So I said, are you okay if I wait until after my fast is over? And he was like, oh, absolutely. So that's awesome. But yeah, very curious to see what my blood work looks like after this. I should make that appointment now. Thank you for being here. You could have done a lot of things with these 23 minutes. Target practice. Brain surgery. No, not 23 minute brain surgery. You could organize your sock drawer. You could have done your dishes. You could have written a teeny tiny little book, drawn a little picture, did a little watercolor, threw a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. But you chose to be here with me, and I appreciate it. I love your support. Thank you for listening. I love you guys.